Hi, Al. My name's Sam. I've brought some like chickens to you guys before. I was wondering if I could like get some advice, if that's okay, like as to what I should do. So we've hatched some chooks in our incubator here, and we've got them in the brooder. One of them I thought had a splayed leg. So I did like a splint. I did like a band-aid splint because it wasn't. I tried the rubber band splint with the like the little piece of like straw between it to keep its legs together, but it wasn't working. So I tried a band-aid splint so that it like held the legs in a better position because one of the legs was like turning outwards. Anyway, long story short, it wouldn't stand up properly, so I had to take it off. When I took it off, the skin got very like red and inflamed and. It's not quite infected, but they just look really sore. Anyway, since then, I've taken that off and it's only got the rubber band splint on with the straw. The splayed leg looks like it's fixed, but it's just basically not putting any weight on that foot, on like that left foot at all. Like it's just standing on one foot. I have seen it drink and eat a little bit, and the other chooks aren't picking on it yet, but I'm just not really sure what to do. Like, do you guys do anything for that, or is it just sort of like a watch and wait, or like, I don't know. What do you put on it? What did you say? They were hobble. So it does a similar thing. I think the splint I've gone on is basically already doing that. It's less about the actual splayed leg anymore. It's more about it getting to put weight on the foot, and it's like putting weight on like the ball of the foot, not on the feet, weirdly. And then when it does, and then it most of the time it doesn't. It just kind of like hangs in midair, and it's kind of like shaking a little bit. And I just want to know what's the costing of an appointment for a little chick? Yeah, that's okay. That's what I thought. I might. Yeah, maybe. I'll see how we go. I'm just the budget for me. I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I could just for one because I've got 10 little chicks. I'm like, is it really worth it to spend 170 on one of them? And I've got 10 of them, and I'm like. Like, I mean, what's the cost as well if it doesn't go well and we have to get it put down? Like, is there a costing for that as well? Of course there is. I mean, yeah, so 150, yeah. Yeah. To drop it on. Yeah, okay, gotcha. That's fine. There's not. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Cool. Thank you so much for that. I'll let you know. Okay. Thank you. Right.